This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you missed the news, Ian Rappaport that the Cowboys and Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, sources say, with no offers from Dallas, despite him being in a contract year. So, everyone has said, rebuild in 2025, Dak's a free agent, blah, blah, blah. I bet it went something like, hey, go win some damn playoff games. We'll give you all the money for as short of a deal as you want. But we'll see. But Rappaport says no indication a deal is coming. People have lots of thoughts. This hasn't changed anything for me because I still don't know if I believe that the Cowboys won't cave before the season starts.
Okay, Kevin, let's think about this for a second. And I know like the percentage chances of it ever happening are very low.
Okay.
But you do go into this season like that. You said you owe him $50 million every year for the next 6 years after that if he doesn't get re-signed.
It's not quite that. Let me look up what the actual number is. But you're still on the hook for like $30 million after his contract's over.
All right, but he does, let's say he gets picked up by another team. I don't know if any other team would want him or not.
$40 million.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. He does get picked up by another team. You're going to get a third rounder for him. Is that how that works? You get a third rounder for your guy, your free agent.
Depending on what he signs, sure.
All right.
But if you sign a free agent, then you don't get it.
Yeah, and this year, they're not signing free agents because they're not trying to lose any of their draft picks. And Mike, as you were saying earlier, you got to hit on your draft picks if you do it that way. And so they're hoping that they can hit on them. But you also have the freedom to roll the money over that you didn't sign your free agents with into next season to capitalize on the money that you owe Dak.
Okay, great. Well, how much free agency money do you have right now? Like $6 million?
Mm-hmm.
$8 million?
Yeah, and great. That knocks off a little bit of Dak's
money. Then
we'll
only have negative $32 million to work with. I'm just telling everybody, if and when
so it's more important,
he just walks.
It's more important to have a quarterback that you don't believe is the guy,
what they're doing,
than it is to just eat the money and move on.
They're going about this, in my opinion, in the dumbest possible way. You're not paying Dak Prescott because you don't think he's the guy. That is my interpretation of the situation. If you don't think he's the guy, trade him now. And for people like, he has a no-trade contract. I know he has a no-trade part of his contract. But if he knows that you don't believe he's the guy, you're going to trade him somewhere where they're like, yes, we will give you the money right now. And he'll go, that sounds great. I will get traded and take my $300 million extension. He'll be fine with the trade, assuming they make their own contractual details. And then you can take less of a hit on the money, and the key thing, get an asset back. That's the key thing. If you're telling me that the decision is being made, well, we got to see him really prove it this year. Prove what? That he's going to win now with a worse team than you gave him last year? What the hell kind of sense does that make?
Kind of looks like almost a preparation for being bad for a couple of years. Like, it almost kind of looks like the way you're just like,
right,
or
now
we're going to invest in our money in the leadership that we think is CD and Micah, not this quarterback.
And by the way, from the 214, who wants him, Kevin? Look,
He'll be
Kirk
a quarterback.
Kirk Cousins just got a huge contract from Atlanta, and he's on the same tier as Kirk Cousins, and he's younger. So,
but I can't let that scare me as I'm making moves. I can't be like, well, he's going to go off and play for another team.
No.
I have to keep focusing on what I'm building.
I think their argument was you can't trade him to anyone. I feverishly disagree with. You can find plenty of suitors for him.
Can I say I agree to this point? You're a little bit late in the game to make that major trade. Like, there was a lot. There's like 7 or 8 openings at the start of the free agency, and now you're very limited because, like, Atlanta might have been like, well, damn, we would have gone after Dak instead of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But now you've lost that opportunity, and now teams are like, man, we feel like we're watching these guys in the draft and we're ready to go with a rookie quarterback.
Might be onto something.
So
for sure.
I'm not saying that you couldn't have traded him. I think you would have had multiple opportunities to try to make an agreement with the team / also with Dak to move him. But I wonder at this point in the game if you're late. And look, the effort and energy it takes to make a major move like that, there's only been one time it's been done in Jerry's history. And Jimmy Johnson did it with Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
So he's never put in the energy and the effort. I don't believe Steven's going to put in the energy and the effort to make something that massive of a move that can really change a franchise for better or worse.
Corey, can we do you a favor? Can we kick C-Block into the next segment?
Oh, sorry.
Would that be acceptable?
Sure.
Is it really acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Are you saying it just like my wife did? Sure.
Oh, no.
Wait, let me text it to you. Sure.
I just...
Brought us.
I just don't understand how the Cowboys view this is going to work. If you believe everything that you say about Dak and how great he is, then you give him the deal now, lower the salary cap hit or before free agency started, and you would have more money to play in the sandbox with. But instead, what they said is, no, we believe in Dak, not enough to give him a new deal, but we believe in him enough to give him an inferior team, at least on paper as of now, mm-hmm. compared to last year, and expect him to get 3 or 4 additional wins.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If I sign him to this massive deal, the significant amount of money, at some point, I'm going to have to either... If I'm rolling money down, like you're saying
true.
Put all the money up front. If I roll it down the road, I'm going to have to face this again at some point.
But not for 5 years, but, right?
Yeah.
That's 5 years from now, Jerry, problem.
Right, and I don't know if I have the team right now to do it. Maybe I need to build things right now still.
Okay.
At some point, I'm going to have to ask Dak to win with an inferior team.
Or, okay, fine.
If he wants the big contract now, then you need to show me that you can win with an inferior team so I can know that you're going to be able to do it at some point that way. And also so that I can then continue to give you an inferior team because you just proved you could do it.
That just,
like my kid when he makes an A and you're like, you're a B student this whole time. Now you know you can make A's. Go do it.
I think you're exactly right on with what the Cowboys think. That just makes no sense to me why you wouldn't just say, fine, then we don't think you're the guy. And he's like, well, guess what? I and my agent have talked to this team, and this team. They do think I'm the guy.
You're a breach of contract. You're now
No, they won't.
But
because they'll see the draft compensation. They'll be like, good job.
Then you know what, Kevin? And this is just me. I'm saying, okay, have fun. It's time for me and my crew to go find a new way to build my team.
Agreed.
That's the way I'm doing it. And I know, like, a lot of people are sitting here with this money situation or maybe even being bad for a year or two. And I know Mike is in that mindset of Jerry's not going to go through a season like that unless there's some sort of significant proof that you can get the quarterback, that you can get the thing that you can really build around. They got lucky. What, the last 2.5 quarterbacks they've had have been guys that they just stumbled into. They got on
He's
a
got
very lucky
his
basis.
Whole life on quarterbacks. Let's make no mistake. Tom Landry, and I'm sorry I'm drawing a blank on the ownership in 1988. They were the ones that went 3-13. It wasn't
to get
Jerry
the number
Jones.
One pick, yeah.
And it was just in his lap.
Yep.
It was really just in when Jerry Jones bought the team, it was already decided that Troy was the number one pick. Troy was the guy for the Cowboys. He just had to follow through with that plan that Tom Landry and the rest of the organization had. So let's not make any mistake about it. The highest pick they've ever had drafting a quarterback, is in the same year Jimmy Johnson got his guy Steve Walsh from Miami.
Yeah.
And then they lost the number one overall pick the next year because of it.
From the 469, I hope they don't cave. I don't care if we lose every game this year just so they can change the course we've been on for years. And I think that's where a lot of the fan base is.
You saw that right, Mike?
The Dane Dunning home run?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't hit the home run. That would have been unbelievable. But Devers, you know what I was hoping for right there is that he would throw his new kind of fork pitch, and he kept trying to elevate a fastball, and he did it two times and missed, and then on the third time, he didn't perfectly hit his spot, but after you've elevated twice, it's kind of like you've lost the elevation surprise. You don't throw 98 miles an hour. You tried it. It didn't work. This is where you'd have pitching coaches with just a general, hey, elevate on this guy. I'd kind of raise my hand. I throw 86 miles an hour. We sure you want me to elevate? And they're like, you are right. Do not elevate unless you have really executed the pitch or the prior pitches to elevate and get it, because it's not going to get by them as easy. And I thought for Dane Dunning, he tried to elevate way too many times in a row there.
Yeah, well, and we talked about the high fastball last week, speaking of Adolis specifically. And Kevin, there's a lot of the fan base that's kind of in this. We don't feel like we're good enough because we had probably the best product they put out there in years.
Yeah.
I will say that too. I thought that was the best team they've had in years.
Everything was set up for them to be in the conference championship.
And then it fell apart. Okay.
And they didn't even get close.
They had bad teams. They had bad teams in the conference. They had bad teams in their division. Philly wasn't what they sounded like they were really supposed to be. Everything was built for you to be right there. And why couldn't you do it? And so Jerry, it's feeling like Jerry's placing it. Jerry and Steven and them are placing it at the foot of the players for not executing and being able to beat an inferior opponent.
But I'll be nice here. But most general managers, if they felt that way, they would make major moves in the offseason to flood in talent or throw everything away and go, we're done. I was with the Cleveland Indians in 2001. Won the division, took the Seattle Mariners 114-win team or whatever they were to game 5 of the ALDS. And at that moment, the organization said, you're not good enough to beat Seattle. You've kind of never been good enough to beat the Yankees. We're getting rid of everything. We're getting rid of Roberto Alomar. We're getting rid eventually of Jim Thome. We're getting rid of Bartolo Colon to Montreal. We're done. We tried. It's over. Now, they almost made it back to the World Series in 07. I'm not saying it was very successful, but the Cleveland Indians had dominated their division from 1995 to 01, and this is how most teams do it. If you feel like it's over, if you're like, we gave this a chance, and we've given it multiple chances, it didn't work. You either get rid of everything and start rebuilding, or you say, if it didn't work this way, let's screw the future to try to do it one more time.
And if I believed on the other side of that, I don't know what that look is.
Okay. I'm taking this real quick. Mike, what's the thing that you learned from the Chiefs owner that you will always stick with?
You got to have a top 8 quarterback in this league or you have no chance.
And what if the Cowboys have decided it's not going to be top 8 in the future?
That's totally fine.
Then what do you have to do? You have to go find it. And you're going to have to be bad. You might have to be bad in order to get there. To get a Mahomes-type guy, and I know they weren't in top 8 to draft, but he is a top 8 quarterback for sure. Maybe we got to reboot. And, Kevin, if you look at contracts from here on, 25 is a great season to stink again.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that. If I believed for one second that the Cowboys had the work ethic and stomach to do just that, then I would be 1,000,000% fine with this. And that's
hard work.
Yeah, because you're like, hey, I did talk to Deion. We are going to make sure that Shedeur Sanders makes his way here. And you think that's the guy in 2000, whoever. Or if you want to go with Aller, whoever your quarterback of choice in the future draft is. If I believe that the Cowboys were willing to go down that route and they said, you know what? What we meant by all in is Mike McCarthy makes it to the NFC Championship game, wins the Super Bowl, whatever, or he's fired. Dak Prescott, same thing, or he's out. If I believed all of that and then they were like, and then we'll let the new coach draft their new quarterback, we'll start again from the ground floor up, I would be like, well, that's fine. because that's what you got to do sometimes. I don't believe that's going to happen whatsoever. I think, especially as of now, with a theoretically worse team, let's say they make it to the divisional round and lose. They'd be like, oh, but you see how close we are? You see how many regular season games we've won? We're almost there. Here's your extension, Mike and Dak. And you're going to be like, okay. And that's where I think we're going to go.
That's right. And you know what? History has not told us anything different.
You're right. And the people texting in and saying, but you're misconstruing what the Jones family really wants. I don't think I am, but I'm also voicing what I want as a fan. Because before I had this job, before Corey, you or Mike had this job, we were hometown, lifelong fans and season ticket holders of the Dallas Cowboys. I am also telling you what I think they should do, but it comes down to what one or two people actually want to do. No matter how many questions we've asked and gotten hung up on and gotten sworn at and everything like that, he doesn't change his mind.
Yeah. And I don't know what Steven's philosophy is. I really don't. Like with Jerry's philosophy, you're kind of like, he wants a big splash move. Steven's philosophy, you're like, it's felt like he's been kind of trying to hold on, you know, and just trying to make sure he gets a good grasp of it. And this year, again, the last three years, they've invested in this team. They have. They really have. They were like, we got the quarterback. We got all these things. If we need this piece, if we got to go get Dan Quinn that, then we got to do this and this. And this feels like,
and
this,
it didn't work.
This to me feels like you're trying to reboot it. You're trying to renovate from within while
it's
also
so
trying to keep things.
Dumb to do it this way.
I agree.
Astros who does?
Well, like, and I'll say this. This isn't a good example. I don't like that the Seahawks are going with Geno Smith. I think that's just set up for failure. But once they figured out Russell Wilson can't really do this. He can do this as long as you have Marshawn Lynch and the best defense in the NFL.
Sure.
But he can't. And the only way to do that is if he's making less than $20 million a year approximately. So we know he can't do it. And they moved on, and Denver was stupid enough to do a deal, and now they're moving on very quickly, going, we know Russell Wilson is in the same category as Dak Prescott. These people cannot do it on a $50 million a year contract. They're not good enough. But I don't want to also, this is what I'm afraid of, that if the Cowboys, they're not even going down the path of, hey, let's get something for Russell Wilson slash Dak Prescott, and then go with Geno Smith. But I have a feeling that Jerry will be like, all right, Geno Smith is available, and you're going to watch Geno Smith instead of the let's somehow get into the top five pick, take a guy
10 wins,
that has
9 or 10 wins.
He has a 10. We have a 10% chance of getting the next Super Bowl quarterback, the next guy. It's only 10%, but it's 10%. There's a 0% chance that Geno Smith's ever going to win a championship.
I want to put this as succinctly as I possibly can. I love the Dallas Cowboys. I hate everything they're doing this offseason.
I can agree with you on that.
Coming up next, Uninterrupted, Uncut.
Are you sure?
I don't care what happens in the next. Well, it's the Seahawks. Really? Corey Majors.
All right. I'm excited about this.
I'm in.
Next on The Fan.
I'm just going to ignore things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, no matter what, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
I swear, if Jordan Montgomery news breaks in the next few minutes, will we ignore it? That's the question.
Yep.
No, Kevin, we won't ignore it. It's and then the we can C-block. Be like,
breaking news, sports news first, guaranteed.
The roof is open today for their exhibition. Maybe they helicopter them in.
That would be cool.
Where would they land? In the outfield or on the mound?
I'm assuming the outfield.
That's a good question.
But the mound is where he belongs.
Well, he could walk that way.
Walk this way? All right, guys. Jared, I'm stealing this from Jared Sandler. Jared tweeted this morning, and he said, who's your favorite baseball character of all time? And immediately, I mean, I love this question, and I feel like we've had these conversations before, but I have a top five list.
Ooh.
Number five.
Okay.
Ed Sullivan.
What?
The chimpanzee really that was trained to play third base in the movie Ed.
Hold on. Did you put this list together or is this from somewhere else?
This is my list.
Oh my God. I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen it?
No.
So is the famous chicken going to be on here?
No, oh, that's a good character though. Mike, that could be yours if you want to. All right. Number four.
Okay.
Jack Elliott, Mr. Baseball.
Are you talking about the one that went over to Japan and he had a problem with the Shuto?
Yeah, Tom Selleck. I love Tom Selleck.
One of his teammates became the president.
Almost became Indiana Jones once.
Shohei?
No. Dennis Haysbert.
Of the Japan?
No, he became president of 24. Japan?
Is that what you just said?
Do they have an emperor?
I don't know.
Number three.
If emperors, that sounds way better. If I won something, wouldn't you rather be emperor than president? That sounds bigger.
Agreed.
King sounds so good. Like, I don't want to be a mayor. Nothing against Mayor Johnson and everything. I don't want to be a mayor. I want to be a king.
Would you want to be John Mayer?
Yes. Now. Oh, come on, Mike. Are you telling? Look at
Mike
his
Mike
doesn't
want to be sleeping around with people.
It's because of Jennifer Aniston, isn't it?
A little bit.
I don't know who else he slept with, lots to be honest.
A lot.
Jessica Simpson, Taylor Swift.
There seems to be record of other famous people sleeping with people.
Who do you think has the record?
What was that statement?
Who do you think has the record of the most? It was Wilt, right? Well,
didn't they say who has the STD?
Is it that you don't want to say it or that you forgot which one it is?
Is it hep?
It's herpes. Herp.
I always forget. I always mix those up. They both have H's. They both start with H's.
Yeah, why'd they do that? Why didn't they make it like BEP?
What?
So it wouldn't be...
Is Mayor list. Clean? John Mayer?
I don't know the answer to that question.
It doesn't seem like there's a list out there.
He's been a lot by himself lately, though. You know, he's performing with the Grateful Dead.
He needs some cornflakes.
Do you know he's been performing with the Grateful Dead? I think they're the Dead and Company is what their name is now.
Oh.
And so he plays all their songs. Number five, Ed Sullivan, the chimpanzee. Number four, Jack Elliott. Kevin, how can a chimpanzee not be one of your favorite characters? That's all I'm saying.
I've never seen that movie.
Number three, Crash Davis.
Oh,
Bull Durham.
Dude, he's amazing. Like that character.
Does Nick LaLoosh.
He is the guy that like you need that guy in your clubhouse because he knows baseball. All right. Number two, Billy Chappell.
From Love of the Game.
Love that movie. And number one, Jackie Robinson. Now, I don't
know. He's a real person.
Yeah, but it was also there was a movie about his life. And so is that a character?
That feels like a real person.
You name four fictional characters.
Fictional?
And then, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Fictitious.
You name three fictional humans,
fictional.
A monkey,
fictitional.
And Jackie Robinson.
That's a word.
That's your top five baseball character list.
I can go back and get rid of Jackie Robinson if y'all want me to. You want
Jackie's
me to get rid of Jackie Robinson,
person.
Whose number's retired in every stadium?
Yeah, you would say that he's one of the most historic figures, not... fake figure.
All right.
Well, I think I'm just mad.
Looks like the San Diego chicken's on the board.
You didn't put my favorite person in there.
Okay, listen. This you can do this too. I stole this from Jared, and I'm taking part in it.
My answer is Sweet Lou Brown from Major League. There's a variety of amazing lines the manager from Major League.
Forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him the heater.
Or when he gets offered the job for Cleveland, he goes, I don't know. I got a guy on the other line talking about some white walls. But my favorite line.
Can I guess?
Yes.
You may run like Maze, but you hit like...
That is a good guess.
Not Maze?
But mine is... He goes, it seems as though the national media thinks we'd be better off if we went out there and shot ourselves. And he goes, me? I'm for wasted sports writers' time.
Mm-hmm.
I love his character. That's my favorite.
All right. And Mike, do you have a favorite baseball character? I mean, it sounds like the chicken.
San Diego Chicken is a good one.
What movie is that in?
He's a character at a ballpark. Oh, I guess he's dead because I haven't seen the San Diego Chicken in a long time.
The question does say favorite baseball movie character. So I guess it would have to be a movie.
What about in the movie Bull Durham, but he was a real person. He's probably dead too. The guy who would do all the funky signs and everything and pretend like he was a first or third base coach. Help me out, old
people.
When was the
last time you saw Bull Durham?
It's been a minute because now my mind started to drift off about, does Harry Doyle qualify?
Oh, Harry Doyle's a good one.
Yeah, somebody said Bob Uecker in Major League.
But he plays Harry Doyle. He doesn't play Bob Uecker.
Himself. Okay.
So I think he should be exempt from the Jackie Robinson rule that we just made.
By the way, I have to Google away from Jose Altuve, who's never had 100 RBIs in a season.
Oh.
Kevin Elster did not play Kevin Elster, but Ken Griffey, he put in the movie Little Big League because he played just some random shortstop. But Ken Griffey Jr. definitely played Ken Griffey Jr. in that movie. All right, I just want to make sure that that we kind of have this all understood. Now we move on to the story that Kevin wanted to hear the most.
Is this the
Maceo Harrison? Oh, no, Savannah Bananas. Sorry. I was trying to find this old dude. Stop doing Savannah Banana stuff, Google. It's not Eric Young Sr.
I saw this story, and it is about a woman who duped all of her friends into paying for her honeymoon.
Wyatt Langford, by the way, just hit a double.
All right.
Back to you.
In order to have a successful wedding, Kevin, this on Barstool Sports, they suggest a good cocktail hour food.
Okay.
Nobody's too banged up at this point and gives the widest variety of choices. People ready to party. You think the people ready to party is a good wedding, good successful wedding?
Agreed.
Doesn't matter if it's a DJ or band. You just need music and a crowd that gets to throw down and an open bar. Saves the best for last. Open bar is the way to go. All right.
Do you remember Brandon's opening line?
Yes. You'd be surprised how far people drive for a Taco Bell taco.
No, for an open bar.
Here is what a woman who recently had her wedding did. She had about 200 guests. Her venue was a gift from her uncle who owns a wedding venue in New England. All right. That's about how much, Kevin? A wedding venue, about $7,000.
Yeah.
Right, New England?
Yeah.
Her catering...
fancy
was gifted to her from a friend who owns a restaurant.
Ooh,
how much do you think that runs? About three. So that's about $10,000 right there.
Yeah, maybe four.
Her flowers,
that's a couple grand more. Maybe
gift
three.
From her aunt who is a florist.
Yeah, I'm up to about $14,000 so far.
Their rings purchased at cost by a friend who works for a jewelry company.
Okay, so they probably saved about $5,000 right there.
What are we doing here?
What am I looking at?
Help from Bill, who's listening. He's a hitting coach. He played in the minor leagues. It was Max Patkin.
Good job, Mike.
That is the character.
So
go look him up. I know him well.
I say we save $5,000 on that.
All right. Okay. So
wedding?
What's the total? Yeah. What's the total here?
$250,000.
So far, we've saved about $20,000.
All right. Her DJ and photographer also gifts.
Okay.
Her family would have covered the cost of everything, but this was her second wedding. She's in her 40s. They already paid for the first one.
Yeah.
And then lastly, and most importantly, a family member owns a liquor store, gifted them all of their alcohol, and they said, make it a cash bar. So they charge people for free alcohol they got, and then use that money to fund a trip to Italy.
See, because I'm looking at, give or take, about $27,000 in gratis stuff that they've picked up here.
And then they made money on top of it, which was probably, at that night, let's say you have 200 people, everybody's drinking probably a $5 to $8 drink of some sort. Let's just say it's about $5 to $10.
Do you discount the drinks knowing that you get them for nothing?
Yeah.
But you still need to make some cash.
Depending on how good I want this trip to Italy to be, I guess, right? Like, they are basically funding it. They don't know. They're just like, you know what? I'll buy a couple drinks. Maybe somebody says, you know what? I'm buying shots around the group. So maybe you're probably getting, you could probably get a good $4,000 or $5,000 off alcohol alone.
Okay.
If not, well, it's 200 people, you could probably roll into the $10,000 range easy.
So I'm saving all the costs of my wedding just about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now financing between $4,000 and $10,000 for my honeymoon. Also costs me nothing.
Yep. Are you, so my question to you is, is she a bad guy for doing this?
Yes.
Or is she brilliant?
Can I say both? Is
so
that
it's
allowed?
A maniacal bad guy. A brilliant, a genius bad guy.
I think this is very clever, but also very wrong. You got all the free stuff for your second wedding.
Yes.
Like, I get that point. I remember so many people wanted to come to me and Jess's wedding because they're like, hold on, both of these people are almost 40 and have never been married? I have to see this event. I can say it's genius and kind of wrong at the same time.
If you're
right?
If you're one of the wedding goers and you don't know that they're using that money, that all that stuff happened, you're not thinking anything. You're just like, this is a lovely wedding. Everything looks nice. I'm here to party. I brought $50. I'm drinking tonight.
Do you bring cash to the wedding? $100. I'm about to spend it.
Yeah, $100. Okay. Just if I know it's a cash bar, I'm taking $100 with me.
Okay.
And if it's not a cash bar, then at the end of the night, I am throwing that $100 into the pocket of the groom and saying, "Hey, y'all have a great dinner or something."
That's nice.
In Belize or wherever they go.
Where do you fall on the?
I think it's pretty genius. Okay. Although I do feel kind of slimy lying to everybody like that. But if they don't know, it's not going to hurt them. They didn't take the red pill, you know.
I'm watching Max Packin, man. That dude's funny.
Somebody texted in and said,
the clown
Mike
prince
has,
of baseball.
Mike has no clue what y'all are talking about.
Weddings. Some woman scammed people into paying for a wedding.
He does. See, texter.
And it cost $1 million.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Y'all were right.
I know I could Google this, but I appreciate this text.
$50. He takes $50 to weddings to either give to the wedding people or to buy drinks for himself.
Maybe for his wife, too. I don't know. From the 214.
Well, 50 for her, 50 for him.
I spent $35,000 on my daughter's 15th birthday, the quinceañera. Without Googling it myself, I would like to know other people who have had quinceañeras. What's, like, the range we're looking at?
Yeah, or what's or a bar mitzvah or something like
or
that?
Or a bat mitzvah. Yes.
Yeah, like how much do those cost?
And good question.
How's that all run?
Good question. Sounds like we have our crosstalk topic.
There we go.
Coming up next, we'll probably talk about Dak and the Rangers too. We will chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. There are Tolos everywhere. Just got this text from Tolo Josh. He's at the game, caught a foul ball in the third pitch of the game.
Nice. Why not the first one?
Was there a foul ball in the first pitch of the game?
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Devers went deep, but I don't think he went deep enough to get it into the stands. Did it hit the back wall?
I think
it's like a line drive.
I think that is correct.
I think it hit that clock out there that said it's baseball time in Texas.
That's impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is. It's really far.
Really caved on that.
It's
usually
it's like dead center field, and it's really far.
Hit it here, win a suit. If I hit it there, I should get like the MVP and $100 million. Yeah. That was 690 feet away.
Mickey Mantle could have.
Right now.
He could have if he had hit it twice.
Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas.
First home run the Astrodome.
From the G-Bag Nation.
He did, yeah.
He was in the Yankees. The Astros were National League.
It was an exhibition.
Oh, exhibition. That's what they're doing right now.
That is true.
Yeah. Love exhibitions.
Fellas, how is he today?
Awesome, Haggy. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm going to go directly to Wolchuk for this. I'm hoping you can help us out.
What is it?
We were talking about the average price of a quinceañera, and we've gotten a lot of really varied responses.
I'm your guy.
Well, but what about the bar or the bat mitzvah? Do you have any idea of? I realize the range is probably, I don't know, $1 million. But realistically, are we talking 10,000, 20,000? Like, what kind of range are
you
talking?
I think you're probably looking at like $20,000.
$20,000. I've done it.
Yeah.
Bennett's Jewish.
Oh, yeah. It was 20,000? Yeah,
it was Mojito
actually,
Bar?
Actually, it was crazy the things that his mom came up with. It's like the wedding, the money she wishes she had back after that.
Oh,
day.
Yeah. Like if you've watched Adam Sandler's You're Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, it is very much like that, which is hilarious. But it's like a wedding party, essentially. Yeah. You're going to spend a similar price as you would on a wedding on the bat mitzvah. A
lot of food, a lot of desserts, open bar for the parents.
And you're hoping for a lot of envelopes for the kiddo,
Yeah,
right?
the kiddo cleans up on that, but he got all that money.
Where my money went, Dad. But
yeah, put it away.
Just kidding. Love you, Dad.
That is unfortunate.
I love you, Dad. Feels like there's some seriousness still in there.
No, he deserved every penny of that.
Have you guys ever been to, somebody texted this in, and I have absolutely done this before, the 682, have you been to certain Indian weddings? They're multi-day affairs. The one I went to, we were there.
Like cricket.
Yes. We were there for day three, the ceremony, of a four-day event, which I was told cost at least six figures.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they couldn't get the elephant? Was that?
Okay. So
Adrian Peterson did this, right? He had elephants at a party.
Yes. And he came in on a camel back and there were sword swallowers and all that stuff.
Now he might have money issues. I can't believe
Lady
that.
From Channel 8. Like
our buddy came in on a horse and he said they weren't going to get an elephant, which is, they said, original tradition. I can't remember the reasons why. And we were like, we realized really quickly we were out of our depths to get an elephant to the wedding because that's original tradition. But he came in on a horse. They had fireworks. The ceremony was 3 hours long. They brought, I can't remember what it was called, but they brought, it wasn't a snack. I was informed not to call it that. No, they brought like something.
Pretzels?
Something you could eat, though, but it had a specific name and purpose. I can't remember
hummus. The name of
it. Hopefully its purpose was to fill you up and taste
good. Pita bread.
I mean, it was a three-hour wedding. It was very long.
On day three of the wedding.
Yes.
So we're going three-hour ceremonies day in, day out.
It was unbelievable. It was awesome. I don't know about 100,000 plus awesome, but it was amazing.
What'd you wear?
I wore just a suit.
Okay, so you didn't wear the...
It was Alibaba.
No, the... Attire? The groom did, but I just wore a regular suit. The reception was the greatest wedding reception I've ever seen. I love my wedding reception. This one was better.
Dude, when we did the MP Gala last year, there was a wedding at the same place we were at, and everybody looked amazing. I was like, look at all these dresses on these women.
And they told everyone to take their seats, but not for the couple coming out. They were like, everybody, please take your seats. And that's all they said. I was like, oh, okay. And then they broke out with these unbelievable choreographed dance routines. It was awesome.
And you wanted to dance.
Hell yeah. But I had
dance
no.
If you want to.
Dance.
That's right.
You're like sitting around on pillows and stuff?
We were at a regular table.
Regular table.
But were there pillows?
During the ceremony, there was a fire pit and there were pillows around there and you had to walk around the fire. This was a long time.
Did you have
time.
To walk through the fire? That would have been interesting.
You had to walk around
the coals. Not on the coals, the hot coals.
It.
Oh, ooh,
that'd be fun.
Test
tradition.
Your manhood.
You ever done that?
No.
I convinced my drunk friend to do it one night. And his sandals melted to his feet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably worse.
He was like, I'll just do it with my sandals on. I was like, yeah, that'll be all right. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, he had.
Because you have to go fast, right?
Yeah.
Pam did it.
I was like, you can
that's
do this.
True.
Yeah.
In the office.
But we still had fire going. It wasn't just hot coals. Like, there was still fire.
Oh,
it was a huge bonfire.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is a terrible
He's all right
idea.
Now, though.
Hey, speaking of terrible ideas,
his foot grew back.
So the Cowboys and. Dak supposedly, per Rappaport, have an agreement. They're on the same page. That page doesn't include a contract extension. They're just going to ride it out, and magically everything is going to work out happily ever after. What are your thoughts on this? I don't know if you can tell mine, but not a fan.
I think this is their version of a rebuild, you know, and part of a rebuild for a team, I think, is getting your cap in order. I just wonder if it means they're waffling at all. I could see it both ways. Like, man, we're not sure on Dak. Let's just bite the bullet on this contract, not extend it anymore into the future and see where we are in a year.
But you still have a huge hit even once his contract's up.
Yes.
That is my concern.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you'll want to take all of that next year. Maybe you'll do back to back hits. Yeah. You know, that's the life in the NFL. And, you know, I guess it was their version of going for it the last 5 or 6 years, pushing all of this money into the future. And now's the time where that bill's coming due.
Do you believe that the Cowboys have, and I've said it, I do not. believe that they have the patience or wherewithal or maybe even ability to just totally rebuild this thing?
History would tell you no, they do not.
Yeah, they'll try to make the playoffs in their rebuild years still. Mm-hmm. They'll try to be in the picture well into December. That's their goal.
Great.
Engagement, baby. You know?
If you're Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb, you consider not re-signing here?
I feel like it's impossible in the NFL. No good player has ever been a free agent in their mid to late 20s, right?
In their mid to late 20s.
Yeah, they set up rules where they made sure free agency is a load of crap because no great player can ever make it because of franchise tagging and stuff like that. So I feel like agents would say, let's just take the 4 to 6 year deal that's premium. Yeah. You can't get any better money. Then maybe at 30, 32, they won't franchise tag you and you can be a free agent then.
Yeah, they could keep tagging, but I wonder how expensive that would be for
those. Smart play for the Cowboys would have been if they were out on Dak, and basically you are. Like, if you're going into this year, your team is not as good, and you've already seen how that goes, you would have tried to trade him this spring. That should have been your play.
Agreed.
So that's, again, a front office mishap, which we're kind of accustomed to here. Yep. The other move that they should make if they are rebuilding is trade Micah Parsons.
Agreed. Yeah.
That is your best asset. That is a player that I do not believe you were going to get your money's worth on a second contract once the athletic traits kind of start to wind down as he gets later, and he doesn't seem like a guy, from what I've heard, puts in a ton of extra work on his craft behind the scenes. So that's how you end up rebuilding this thing. You get a bunch of draft picks by moving the best defense player in football right now, try and get at least a couple ones, and then you should have tried to trade the quarterback if you didn't like him.
But instead, they will do none of that.
That's bold.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. A lot of Rangers news right out of the gates here, and we'll continue this DAC conversation in 5 minutes. We want your thoughts on the truckwreck.com fan text.
All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Remember, you can find us at Rally House in Mansfield tomorrow.
In the morning.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m., right?
In the afternoon.
And at 10 o'clock and in the 1 o'clock, we'll be doing that Rangers-Astros ticket giveaway. Big day tomorrow on the fan. So roll home, or come back with us, excuse me, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
It'll be like Celine Dion, and he'll be like just pelvic thrusting at 50 miles an hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.